Saul Leiter is one of the founders of the New York School of Photography. He had a successful career as a fashion photographer, and he's been praised as one of the great pioneers of color photography. But unlike some of his contemporaries from the 50s and 60s, Mr. Leiter avoided the spotlight while continuing to work mostly on the streets of the Lower East Side, where he's lived for over 60 years. As a result, his small apartment is jammed with prints, slides, and negatives. In Thomas Leach's new documentary, In No Great Hurry, Saul Leiter talks about his career as he unpacks boxes of photographs and negatives he hasn't seen in years. The film screens this Saturday, November 16th, at the SVA Theater on 333 West 23rd Street as part of the Doc NYC Festival, a co-presentation with the International Center of Photography, and I'm pleased that the film brings director Thomas Leach to our show today. Hello.
Hi.
At the beginning of the film, Saul says about himself, "I'm not carried away by the greatness of Mr. Leiter." Were you convinced of his greatness when you first saw his work?
I was blown away by his work when I first saw it. I thought it was just so incredibly fresh and human and contemporary. I mean, obviously, lots of it is set during the 50s and 60s, but it seems very present day in a way.
How had you learned about him? He has shown over the years, but not a lot.
Not a lot. I had a copy of his book called Early Color, which came out in the mid-2000s, and was the kind of turning point when he first started to become more known, more successful. And this was the book that I had. It's a very small book, but it's beautiful.
What did he say when you first contacted him?
Well, it took me a while to get in touch with him. I had to send him some old work, and he would watch it. And then he said, if you're in New York, come and we'll have coffee. And so I flew over to New York to have coffee with him. And I turned up at his doorstep, and he answered the door just with the words, "Why do people always want things from me?" And then he started chuckling, and we followed in.
And why do you think he has been so reluctant to promote himself? I mean, he's been a career photographer. You live off of your work and your reputation.
Yeah, I think he just, he doesn't do things necessarily for an end goal. He does them for the joy of themselves. So he takes photos to take photos rather than to produce a book or make a new show.
Although he makes such a big thing of it, I was wondering in watching the film whether there weren't times when there's a certain amount of false modesty involved here.
There might be.
I mean, he knows that he's accomplished something quite wonderful.
I think he is certainly aware that some of his work is quite beautiful.
Now, you have to make certain deals with him to be allowed to film him?
All kinds of deals. I said the main one was that I said to him, we'd start doing this, it would just be me and him, and if either of us didn't like it at any point, we'd throw it away, and we'd just never talk about it again. And that was kind of the commitment needed from my side to make him feel comfortable.
And then did you show him the finished film and get his input?
I did, and he chuckled for a little while, and actually before I showed him the finished film, he spent a while telling me people he's no longer so fond of because they've done bad articles or bad pieces about him. And then said, well, come on, let's watch the film.
He keeps an archive of his work from the last 50 years in his apartment. Can you describe what it was like when you first visited him?
Kind of mind-blowing. I don't know if archive's really the right word. Archive kind of feels reminiscent of a library of neatly stacked boxes. That's not Saul's apartment at all. It's much more a kind of hoarder's treasure chest of mounted piles of work.
And you arrived at around the time when he had decided that he had to clear it out?
I think Margaret, who works with him, had been leaning on him that they have to, you know, organize this a little bit more. And he's always organizing a little bit, then putting it down and forgetting.
And where will the work go, finally? Will it go to the ICP or some other repository?
I don't know. I think maybe they'll be, I think they'll try and create something themselves that allows people to see more of his work, because Early Color is only a fraction of the beautiful color work he has. And still now he'll pick out a new slide and it's a beautiful piece of work that's never been seen before and is just sitting there on his table.
Well, he wasn't by far the first color photographer, and he wasn't by far the first New York photographer. He follows a tradition, Lewis Hine, Walker Evans, Walter Rosenblum, Helen Levitt, and so many others. But why is he being called a pioneer?
I think the approach to it, the eye, it's very natural. It's very exuberant in the use of color. It's very always refracted or reflected or through different frames or distances.
He liked to shoot through glass where that had been rained on.
Yeah,
almost creating an impressionist effect.
Exactly. They're less photographs of something. You know, they're not a photograph of a window. So many of the photographs are called street scene or untitled or snow. So they're more evocative moments rather than a photograph of a man in the street.
Part of what makes them especially lighterish is the way he framed his compositions. His sense of composition is far from typical.
No, and that was the thing that first drew me to him, was that it's just endlessly deep. It's always drawing you further in and discovering little bits, or maybe you might not notice it twisted at the top right.
My guest is Thomas Leach, who directed a film called In No Great Hurry, which kind of describes the way his subject saw lighter works. It will be screening as part of the Doc New York NYC Festival this coming Saturday at the SVA Theater at 332 West 23rd Street. Is it 332, 333? I have two different addresses here.
I wish I could answer definitively, but I'm not sure.
We'll check.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's 333, I'm told. He was both a commercial photographer working in fashion,
mm-hmm.
and he also was working in color when many art photographers preferred to shoot in black and white. So did that make him was he looked down upon by some of his peers?
I think he might just have been a little bit unknown by some of his peers, but at the same time, he did tell me once that Richard Avedon told him that, "Saul, you're the best of us." So I think there was a quiet respect and admiration from the people who did know him and did know his work. I just don't think he went around shouting about it or saying how great it was.
His color photographs have also been compared to some abstract paintings. He's a painter himself, but mm-hmm. I didn't see a link between the paintings and the photographs.
I don't think there necessarily is one. I think that painting is probably his first and his true love. Like, he might be more enamored by different painters throughout history, and he's very knowledgeable about the history of art and painters that he really loves.
But he's not trying to do photographs that look like paintings. There were other people, was it Arnold Siskind or some others, who tried to actually duplicate the look of abstract expression?
No, I don't think he's doing that at all. No, I think he's creating his own path with photography, and his paintings are something separate.
He's 90 years old, or almost 90 now?
He will be 90 soon, yeah.
And he's still wandering around the Lower East Side taking photographs?
Yeah, he enjoys shuffling around, camera on his shoulder. He walks in the neighborhood and he takes photos.
And what did he tell you about why he'll shoot one thing rather than another?
Very little. I think he might have deliberately avoided the question of how he works and why he works. It's very instinctive for him, I feel.
He's been going through all of the old negatives and slides. And he, in the film, he seems to be surprised by some of the things that turn up.
I think he is. I think he might forget about something and then find it again, and it is a nice little moment. Or he'll leave it there to maybe think on it, and it gets covered up, and then he thinks years down the line, and it touches him.
Well, I've spoken to a number of photographers who've told me that when they've gone back to old negatives, they've often discovered that the ones that they didn't consider to be very important originally are the ones that they now think may have been the best, but they were younger and they didn't understand.
Well, that certainly could be true of Saul, only I don't think he thought any of them were important in a certain way. I think he liked them all, but he never thought, this is a winner, as he calls them, winners.
How has he reacted to the attention he's been getting recently?
I think, as you'll see in the film, he battles a little bit with it. He finds it both endlessly endearing that someone in Paris, for example, has a copy of his one of his photos. He finds that charming, that someone in Paris might wake up and see a copy of his photo is touching to him. But at the same time, he doesn't really like doing interviews or having people ask him for too much.
Well, there you were with him for 3 years.
Hounding and hassling him along the way. Yeah, it took a lot of commitment from his part to give me that time.
Well, most of the color photographs are on slides.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make prints for them. Are there many prints out there?
There's some. And Philip Lamont, actually, here in New York, prints his work and prints it beautifully. And the gallery, Howard Greenberg, does sell them.
But he hasn't had a show with Greenberg for a while.
Not for a little while, no. He has had shows across Europe recently. So he had a retrospective last year in Hamburg, which was quite a sizable show.
Thomas Leach's film, In No Great Hurry, will be shown as part of the Doc NYC Festival on this coming Saturday, November 16th, at the SVA Theater. That's at 333 West 23rd Street. And it's a wonderful opportunity to discover a photographer whose work is startlingly fresh, even in some cases going back 50 years or so. Thank you so much for being here.
It's a real pleasure. Thanks for having me on.